Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. So pumped about today's episode. What's going on, my friends? So good to be back with you here on the show. I'm Rick Mole, your host of this here podcast. If you're new here, what's up? Thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back, my friends. Super appreciate you tuning in each and every week. As always, my goal for this podcast is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact and help more people and thus have a better life. So on today's episode, I'm always asked what books that I recommend for business. I love reading business books. I will read business books all the time. And I go through phases where I usually have like three or four books going, where I have a little ADHD in that sense, where I'll get into a book and I'll switch over to another book and I'll come back to it and I'll have like three or four books going. And so I love reading business books. I also love reading mindset books. And I think the two go hand in hand. So on today's episode, because I get asked so much about, you know, for book recommendations and so on, I thought I'd share with you seven books that have changed my business and thus changed my life. And as I mentioned, these are a mix of business and mindset-based books. And to be honest, I have a lot of favorite books, and I had a hard time narrowing it down to just seven. I was having a conversation with Skylar, who's my integrator on my team, and I was coming up with this list. I was sharing this list, and I had like 13 books. I was like, I got to include all these books. And she was like, whoa, 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 let's narrow it down here. And so I had a hard time narrowing it down to just seven. So I might give you a few extra ones at the end, but I'm going to talk mainly about the top seven books that have really changed my business and thus changed my life. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you what each book is, tell you a little bit about what the book is about, basically right from like, and we took the Amazon description and kind of cut it down a little bit. I'm going to share with you who wrote it, and then I'm going to give you my two cents on why I found so much value in it. Okay. Now, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to send one lucky winner copies of each of these seven books. Okay. And so we're going to do a little contest here. Well, we're not going to call it a contest, but one lucky winner is going to win these seven books. And so here's what you need to do to enter to win these seven books. So the first thing you need to do is you need to subscribe to this podcast. And then I want you to take a screenshot on your phone showing that you have subscribed. Okay. So number one, subscribe to the podcast. Take a screenshot showing that you subscribed. Number two is I want you to leave an honest rating and review for the show on iTunes. And then I also want you to take a screenshot of that. You're then going to DM me those two screenshots on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And then I'm going to pick a winner at random to send these 7 books to. Cool? So again, DM me. I'm at Rick Mulready. You're going to DM me those 2 screenshots showing that you subscribe to the podcast and also leave an honest rating and review for the show on iTunes. Take a screenshot of that. And then you're going to DM me those 2 screenshots on Instagram at Rick Mulready. Okay, let's dive into these 7 books. So the first book is called The Surrender Experiment, My Journey into Life's Perfection. And the author's name is Michael Singer. Now, again, I'm just going to read you sort of the stock description of the book here. And then I'm going to share with you my 2 cents and why it was so, why it had such a big impact on me. Okay. So the description, Michael A. Singer, author of The Untethered Soul, tells the extraordinary true story of what happened when, after a deep spiritual awakening, he decided to let go of his personal preferences and simply let life call the shots. As Singer takes you on this great experiment and journey into life's perfection, the events that transpire will both challenge your deepest assumptions about life and inspire you to look at your own life in a radically different way. How could all of this spring from a man who had decided to live alone in the middle of the woods, let go of himself, and embrace a life of solitude? He created a cutting-edge software package that transformed the medical practice management industry. It was a billion-dollar public company, and those achievements are archived in the Smithsonian. And there was also talk in the book about a massive raid by the FBI that would lead to unfounded accusations by the U.S. government. And I'm sharing that. I'm not ruining anything. The whole thing about this book is it's really what the title says. It's called The Surrender Experiment, My Journey into Life's Perfection. And it's just about this, like, it's just this true story of how he just let everything go. And as things came at him in his life, he said yes. And so he surrendered to what was going on and he stopped trying to control it. And I forget how I came across this book. Somebody recommended it to me years ago because they'd read the other book called The Untethered Soul. And so I picked this book up and I read it, and it's a really fast read. I was like, holy cow. It was so profound because as I've talked about here on the podcast, I've struggled with the whole perfectionism over the years, and things got to be perfect. And I'm always trying to control, and because I'm a control freak. And this is something, you know, as far as the control goes, this is something that I continue to try to let go of. And this book just told this amazing story of how things evolved in this person's life when he let go of control. And it's just an amazing book. And I've given this book to so many people, recommended it to so many people. And for every person that I've recommended it to or given it to, they always come back and they're like, man, that was one of the best books I've ever read. And then they start giving it to other people. So highly, highly recommend The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. Such a good book. And I tried to read his other book called The Untethered Soul, and I just couldn't get into it. It was a little bit, I was reading, I was like, what? What does he talk about? But Surrender Experiment, oh, so good. Definitely, definitely read that if you know, want to get into more about letting go and letting go of perfectionism and just letting, you know, seeing what life gives you and just basically let life call the shots, as he says, and you know, and just surrender to things that are going on and watch how your life changes. So good, The Surrender Experiment. All right, for the second book, we're going to shift gears a little bit and go to a business book. And that's called 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. And the author is Perry Marshall. Now, Perry was a guest back here on the show, way back on episode number 27, rickmulready.com/27, where he talked about this whole principle of 80-20, which is Pareto's principle, right? So you get 80% of your results coming from 20% of your efforts, essentially. And the description here, it basically says Perry Marshall, direct marketing and sales consultant and best-selling author. He shows you unique tools showing you exactly how much money you're leaving on the table and how to put it back in your pocket, then reinvest it for greater success. If you're a sales and marketing professional, you can save 80% of your time and money by zeroing in on the right 20% of your market. By page 5, you'll be applying 80-20 squared, 80-20 cubed to gain 10x, even 100x the success. And it goes on to say the 80-20 principle is an inviolable law of nature. Inviolable? I don't know. I don't know what that word is, which makes it the number one organizing principle of every business. Perry shows how to laser focus the 80-20 principle in outsourcing, hiring, publicity, controversy, market research, lead generation, web traffic, online, offline, and social media. He also shows you how to glean huge insights from tiny clues, not only in your business, but from competitors. And so he also talks about slashing sales and marketing time wasters, locating invisible profit centers in your business, how to advertise to hyper-responsive buyers and avoid tire kickers, gain the Pareto principle, gain so 80-20 positions on search engines, differentiate yourself from rivals, gain esteem in your marketplace. That's what the description says. So this book here, I forget who recommended this book to me, but I read it a few years ago for the first time. And now I've read the book like four times. It's one of my absolute favorite business books. And this is another one where I recommend it to everybody. I recommend it to all my students. And inevitably they come back and they're like, wow, this book really changed my life. Because as you know, the description just said, he shares with you how you can use the whole Pareto principle, the whole 80-20 principle in so many different aspects of your business. And he really breaks it down step by step. So you're looking at it and reading it like, oh, I can go do this right now. It makes total sense. I can use this in my business to, I mean, the title says it more, you know, the definitive guide to working less and making more. And that's not some sort of scammy thing. He's backing it up with actual examples and principles, you know, the 80-20 principles. So 80-20 sales and marketing, he dives into that back on episode 27, like I said, here on the podcast, rickmulready.com/27. This is something that Perry Marshall is sort of the grandfather of Google AdWords and direct response marketing. And over the past few years, he's really kind of taken the whole 80-20 principle and how you apply it to your business and sales and marketing. And really, he's really just kind of taken off with that. And so this book is so good. Definitely get this book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More by Perry Marshall. It has completely changed my business in the way that I look at things. And I'm always looking at, you know, where am I getting the biggest bang for my buck? How can I apply the 80-20 principle to everything I'm doing in my business, whether it's how I run the business, whether it's my team, whether it's the podcast here, our Facebook ads, our marketing, all that different types of stuff. I'm always trying to apply it as best I can in the business. And this book was really the genesis of all that. It really taught me so much about how to leverage the 80-20 principle in my business. So, okay. So book number three, we're going to go back to a mindset-based book. And this book is called The Go-Giver. And it's by Bob Berg and John David Mann. And I posted about The Go-Giver on my on Instagram several months ago. Because I wish I knew who, I could remember who recommended these books to me, but it was, I'd had the book for a while. I'd had it for like 2 years and I never read it. And finally I was like, I don't know, just one of those things that just hit me. I was like, all right, let's read this book. Whoa. I read it in like, it's a super short book. How many pages is this? I read it in like a weekend or something like that. It is 127 pages basically. And the description here, The Go-Giver tells the story. It's a parable, basically. It tells the story of an ambitious young man named Joe who yearns for success. Joe is a true go-getter, though sometimes he feels as if the harder and faster he works, the further away his goals seem to be. Desperate to land a key sale at the end of a bad quarter, he seeks advice from the enigmatic Pindar, a legendary consultant referred to by his many devotees simply as the chairman. Over the next week, Pindar introduces Joe to a series of quote-unquote go-givers, a restaurateur, a CEO, a financial advisor, a real estate broker, and the quote-unquote connector who brought them all together. Pindar's friends teach Joe the five laws of stratospheric success and help him open himself to the power of giving. Joe learns that changing his focus from getting to giving, putting others' interests first, and continually adding value to their lives ultimately leads to unexpected returns. And it says most people just laugh when they hear that the secret to success is giving. Then again, most people are nowhere near as successful as they wish they were. So such a good book. Again, it's told in a parable format. It's a very, very quick read and just an amazing message about when you lead by giving, lead with giving first, that is where your business is going to grow. So rather than just, you know, getting and taking, when you lead from service and giving first, that is ultimately what is going to grow your business, not only now, but in the future as well. And so, you know, we're talking legacy and all this other stuff here. Such a good book, quick read, cannot recommend it enough. When I posted on Instagram about it, I had tons and tons of comments from people saying, you know, how much they love the book, and people were picking up the book at that point and coming back and saying, wow, that changed my life. It's so good. Just a really, really good book, great message in how, you know, this whole concept of giving and, you know, being good to people and being of service to people is what's ultimately going to allow you to grow a much bigger and better business where you're helping more people and creating a legacy for yourself. Such a good book. Can't recommend that enough. Okay. Let's stay on the mindset path here for this book. The next one here is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And I do remember who recommended this book to me, and it was Pat Flynn. My buddy Pat Flynn from smartpassiveincome.com. I've known Pat for several years, and this was like, he recommended this book like super early on after I met him. And so here's the description of the book. It says, give me 5 minutes and I can predict your financial future for the rest of your life. Eker does this by identifying your quote unquote money and success blueprint. We all have a personal money blueprint ingrained in our subconscious minds, and it is this blueprint, more than anything, that will determine our financial lives. You can know everything about marketing, sales, negotiations, stocks, real estate, and the world of finance, but if your money blueprint is not set for a high level of success, you'll never have a lot of money. And if somehow you do, you will most likely lose it. The good news is that now you can actually reset your money blueprint to create natural and automatic success. And it says, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind is actually two books in one. Part one explains how your money blueprint works. Through Eker's rare combination of street smarts, humor, and heart, you'll learn how your childhood influences have shaped your financial destiny. You'll also learn how to identify your own money blueprint and revise it to not only create success, but more important, to keep and continually grow it. And then in part two, we are introduced to 17 quote unquote wealth files, which describe exactly how rich people think and act differently than most quote unquote poor and middle class people. And he's very careful in this book, by the way, just adding my own two cents in here, about, you know, how he's referring to upper middle and lower class. He's very careful about how he's referencing that. And so it makes a lot of sense on how he's talking about it. And he's very much doing it in a sense of not putting anyone down in any way. And then in continuing, he says, each wealth file includes action steps for you to practice in the real world in order to dramatically increase your income and accumulate wealth. If you're not doing as well financially as you'd like, you'll have to change your money blueprint. Unfortunately, your current money blueprint will tend to stay with you for the rest of your life unless you identify and revise it. And that's exactly what you'll do with the help of this book. According to T. Harv Eker, it's simple. If you think like quote unquote rich people think and do what they do, chances are you'll get rich too. And so the principles in this book are so good. And they're just little things that you pick up on, just mindset things. And that's what I got out of it the most. Now, I will say that throughout the book, he's pitching like his live events. And so it is a lead generation thing for him, but it's not overly annoying in any way. There's a ton of great information in this. And this one here is all about money mindset and how you think about things. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in, Amy Porterfield and I were sitting in a Starbucks in Del Mar here in San Diego. I don't know, this was like a couple of years ago. And in walks this guy and she leans forward and whispers to me. She's like, that's T. Harv Eker, the dude, you know, who wrote this book. And I was like, what? And he had like this like amazingly huge hair that was like perfectly combed and everything. And I was like, I was remembering the picture, his picture from the book. I was like, yeah, that's totally him. Anyway, I don't know, just a weird story there. But anyway, really good book. From a money mindset perspective, a lot of the, like, I got a ton out of the, like, the part two of the book where they say the wealth files, where, you know, talking about how quote unquote rich people think. And a lot of them make sense. And a lot of them, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I never thought of it like that. So, really, really good book about mindset. And again, I've read this book now like three times. And I first read it probably like 5 years ago. And it definitely stays on my shelf and I read it every so often again. So really, really good book. Can't recommend that one enough as well. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. The next book is both, I would say, mindset and business, but this is more about productivity, but they don't call it productivity in the book. And I'm sure that you've heard this book. It's Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And for the description that they say, have you ever felt the urge to declutter your work life? Do you often find yourself stretched too thin? Do you simultaneously feel overworked and underutilized? Are you frequently busy but not productive? Do you feel like your time is constantly being hijacked by other people's agendas? If you answered yes to any of these, the way out is the way of the essentialist. Sounds like a cool movie coming out. The way of the essentialist isn't about getting more done in less time. It's about getting only the right things done. It is not a time management strategy or a productivity technique. It is a systematic discipline for discerning what is absolutely essential, then eliminating everything that is not, so we can make the highest possible contribution towards the things that really matter. By forcing us to apply a more selective criteria for what's essential, the disciplined pursuit of less empowers us to reclaim control of our own choices about where to spend our precious time and energy, instead of giving others the implicit permission to choose for us. Essentialism is not one more thing. It's a whole new way of doing everything. A must read for any leader, manager, or individual who wants to do less but better and declutter and organize their own lives. Essentialism is a movement whose time has come. I don't remember who referred this book to me, but man, game changer, guys. Such a good book. Very similar to The One Thing, which is also an amazing book, but I liked something about essentialism just kind of drew me more to it. And I love this book because I'm always looking for, you know, as they say, you know, doing less and accomplishing more and in a better way. And especially as I'm recording this right now with a baby on the way in less than like a couple of weeks, it's only going to get more important. And so this is another one that I'm actually about to reread again, but just teaching you, you know, how to only be focusing on the most important things in your business so that you can have a bigger impact. And again, I think it's really a clear distinguishing thing here where it's, they say it's not a time management strategy or a productivity technique. It's a systematic discipline for discerning what's absolutely essential and then eliminating everything that is not, so we can make the highest possible contribution towards the things that really matter to us. So that is exactly what I picked up out of the book. And it's been super, super helpful for me. Another one that I go back and read every so often. So if you've not yet read Essentialism, please. Essentialism is a must read. Greg McKeown is the author. Okay. For the next book, let's get back to the business books. And this one here, man, so good. I remember first reading this book on a trip. I was in Boulder, Colorado with my wife, Amy. And I was reading this book and man, I was just like, I've had this book forever. I had never read it. And I started to get into it and I was like, holy cow, game changer. This book is called Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got. 21 ways that you can outthink, outperform, and out-earn the competition. And this is by Jay Abraham. Basically, Jay is one of the grandfathers of marketing. He's also a big-time marketing consultant to big-time brands. He's been an executive coach. He's been in the marketing world and space for a long time. And this book The description says that the book focuses on helping you spot the hidden assets, overlooked opportunities, and untapped resources around you, and gives you fresh eyes with which to see and capitalize on them. You'll also learn how to adapt and apply these tools to your unique circumstances to maximize your income, influence, power, and success. And then they say, unseen opportunities face each of us every day. Using clear examples from his own experience, Jay explains just how easy it can be to find and or create new opportunities for wealth building in any existing business, enterprise, or venture. Guys, amazing book, a very easy read. And what I loved about this, and as you can kind of see here from the title, getting everything you can out of all you got, a lot of this is looking at what already exists in your business. And he shows you ways where you can create more revenue and more impact through what you already have. And he teaches you and shows you just little areas in your business, like, did you think about this? And if you haven't, this is what you can do to create more revenue here and have a bigger impact. And he goes through, you know, 21 different things that you can do and gives you examples and walks you through step by step how to do it. This is another one where I've gone back and read it a couple times, and just such a good book because these are things that you don't normally think about. And again, so oftentimes we can get so close to our business that we, you know, we sort of miss the forest through the trees, as they say, where this book, Jay, is taking you through different areas in your business to be looking at and showing you often overlooked opportunities to create more revenue. And so another great book. This is another one where I recommend it to people and they've always come back and they're like, dude, thank you so much for recommending that book. It was awesome. So that's another one. Getting Everything You Can Out of All You Got, 21 ways that you can outthink, outperform, and out-earn the competition. And the author is Jay Abraham. Okay, final book here. Final book, and it's a business book. And this is another one where I've recommended it to people, and then they're like, their minds are blown. And then they start talking about it. I recommend this to several of my friends, and they're like, man, this was a game changer. I'm not sure who I first heard this book from. I should have thought about that as I'm putting this together, because I would love to give credit to people who have referred these books to me. But this seventh book is Traction by Gino Wickman. Holy cow. So it says, in Traction, you'll learn the secrets of strengthening the six key components of your business. You'll discover simple yet powerful ways to run your company that will give you and your leadership team more focus, more growth, and more enjoyment. Successful companies are applying Traction every day to run profitable, frustration-free businesses, and you can too. And it's really all about, as they say, having a grip on your business. So do you have a grip on your business, or does your business have a grip on you? And then they go on to say, all entrepreneurs and business leaders face similar frustrations, personnel conflict, profit woes, and inadequate growth. Decisions never seem to get made, or once made, fail to be properly implemented. But there's a solution. It's not complicated or theoretical. Based on years of real-world implementation in more than 100 companies, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, or EOS as they call it, is a practical method for achieving the business success that you've always envisioned. This, my friends, is like the operating Bible for your business. So good. I mean, I reference this thing all the time. I mean, everything from, you know, it's all about how you're running the business internally. And it's teaching you how to run the business from an internal perspective so that you can get out of working in your business and working on your business instead. And this, the follow-up to this book that it gets, that I've talked a lot about, and just in general that often gets that's talked about a lot as well, is called Rocket Fuel. And that book is about the dynamic between the visionary, so the CEO or president, and the integrator. So the integrator is the one who's implementing the vision of the visionary. And on my team, Skylar is my integrator. So she's the one that's implementing everything we're doing in the business. That doesn't mean that she's actually doing the implementing, although she does a lot, but she's overseeing it and making sure that that's, everything gets implemented based on my vision for the business. So Traction, holy cow, cannot recommend this book enough. It's based on, what is the Secrets of the Rockefeller Habits, I think it is. Based on that book, which I have not read. I've heard so many good things about that book as well. But man, when I get into traction, I just eat this thing up. It's so such an amazing operating system, if you will, for your business. And they walk you through step by step how to be doing everything in that business. Another one that's similar to this that I also had on my list before I had to cut it down was E-Myth Revisited, which is similar in nature to Traction, but Traction goes into way more, I think, helpful detail about breaking it down step by step and giving you like exercises to do and helping you along the way. So can't recommend Traction by Gino Wickman enough. Okay, so that's the seven books. Those are the seven books that have completely changed my business and thus my life. Now, I told my team I wouldn't do this, but I want to give you two honorable mentions. And it's only because these books have really had a big impact on me, but I don't want to give you too many books, but I'm going to go for it anyway. And that first book is The Perfect Day Formula by Craig Ballantyne. Craig's been a guest back on the podcast here, where he shared how to use Instagram stories to sell high ticket events. And that's one of the more highly downloaded episodes here. Craig is awesome. Craig's been in the online space for years now. He's one of the very first people I started following, like at this point, 10 years ago, I want to say. He was in the fitness space and then he moved into online marketing. And now he's all about, you know, helping you with live a better life, basically. And so his first book here, or widely published book, I should say, is The Perfect Day Formula. And he basically teaches you how to maximize your day. And it's essentially the whole principle of you create more freedom for yourself through structure. And it sort of sounds like an oxymoron, but he takes you through how to do this in the book. And so The Perfect Day Formula, great book by Craig Ballantyne. So honorable mention here. And then another one is, I'm going to throw you a complete curveball on this one. It's called, now bear with me here, it's called Conversations with God, An Uncommon Dialogue. And it is, the author is Neil Donald Walsh. Now, let me just explain this really quick. So this is not what you think it is. So if you have been listening for a while or following my stuff for any period of time, I'm a little woo-woo. I'm actually pretty darn woo-woo. And so I love reading books like this, you know, about law of attraction and all that stuff. And that's really what this book is about. It's about, you know, how the universe, how our place in the universe and how we are attracting the types of things that into our life and how we react to different things and all that stuff. It is not, you know, it is not a religious book. You know, you'd think it is by reading the title Conversations with God, but it's not like that. I mean, their whole thing is this guy who's in the book, he's having a conversation with quote unquote God, but they say, you know, this could be, you could call it universe, could be, you know, Buddha, spirit, whatever it is that you, you know, whatever you want to call it, he's basically having a conversation and he's asking questions and getting answers. And that's what he's sharing with you. I was recommended this book by James Wedmore years ago. And he was like, dude, gotta read this book. And so never bought it. And then like 3 months later, he was like, dude, did you read that book? I was like, oh no, I forgot about it. So I ordered it and then it sat on my shelf. Months went by and never read it again. It was on my shelf. And so he checks back in with me. Dude, did you read that book? And I was like, no, I didn't read it. And by this point is like, I don't know, it's like 8 months have gone by since he first asked me. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get into this book. And so I read like the first 60 pages of the book and I was like, this is awful. I cannot get into this book. I don't know what it is, but I am just not getting into it. So a couple months pass, he asked me again and I explained to him. I was like, dude, I couldn't get into it. I read the first 60 pages and I just couldn't get into it. And he's like, all right, I'm going to ask you one more time and then I'm going to stop asking you. And he's like, do yourself a favor and read this book. It is that good. And I was like, all right, fine. So I started from the beginning rather than picking back up where I'd left off. I started from the beginning and I don't know if it was just a different time. You know how things just hit you at different times where I was more ready for the book at this point. Holy cow, I love this book. And I have since read it 3 times. And I'm looking at it right now, holding it in my hand, and I have notes all over this book. I have the pages dog-eared throughout the entire book. It's such a good book. So again, Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Again, it's not what you think it is. It is not a religious book. So God could be, for you, it could be spirit, universe, Buddha, God, whatever it is from a religious standpoint, but it is not what you think it is. It is just such a really, really good book. And so that is an honorable mention. So I've just given you, 9 books now, but 7 are my main focus here for you on this episode. So definitely be checking these books out. Let me just recap what they are for you. Again, let me scroll back up to my notes here. And the first book that we talked about was The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall, The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eckert, Essentialism by Greg McEwen, Getting Everything You Can Out of All You Got by Jay Abraham, and then Traction by Gino Wickman. So I will list all these books up on the show notes for the episode here today. So go over to rickmulready.com, click on podcast. You'll see this episode there. And then on that show notes page, I will list out all these books there for you and link them up for you as well if you want to pick them up. But highly, highly recommend these books. These books have completely changed my business and thus changed my life. Hey, if you're an online expert, you're a coach or consultant, maybe you have an online course or a membership program, or you're a Facebook ads manager and you're looking to blow past 6 figures in your business while producing awesome results for your clients, then I want to invite you to check out my Accelerator Group Coaching Program. So if you have, maybe you've got a few clients, but you lack consistency in getting more clients and customers. Maybe you have an offer that sells, but you don't know how to scale up to sell more of that offer. Maybe you're making money right now in your business, but you don't have the lifestyle that you desire for it. Maybe most of your business is done manually and requires your involvement every step of the way. Maybe you know that you could be making more money in your business, but you don't know how to other than working more hours. Or maybe you're doing a lot of marketing activities, quote unquote, but you don't have a process to get clients and customers consistently for your business. Maybe you feel like you're all alone, trying to figure out everything all by yourself in your business. Well, if one of these or maybe all of these resonates with you, I created the Accelerator Group Coaching Program for you. And the new Accelerator class is now forming, and this 6-month program is going to run from January to June 2019. So if you'd like to learn more and talk to me about the Accelerator to see if you're a right fit for the program, DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Shoot me a message there. Let's chat. We'll see if you're a good fit for the program, and we'll take it from there. I'm at Rick Mulready there on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. All right, so don't forget, I'm sending copies of the 7 books that I talked about today to one lucky winner. And remember, here's what you need to do to enter to win these 7 books. Number one, you need to subscribe to this podcast and take a screenshot on your phone showing that you have subscribed. Number two, leave an honest rating and review for the show on iTunes and take a screenshot of that. And then DM me those 2 screenshots on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready there on Instagram, and then I will pick a winner at random and send you these 7 books. Cool? Thank you so much, as always, my friends, for listening to the podcast here. I really appreciate it, and I don't take your attention for granted. So thank you so much. As always, I've got a ton more great stuff coming your way on the show. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.